From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Today we learned that the number of civilian casualties in Afghanistan increased 23% in the first 6 months of this year. That's according to a report from the United Nations. And it's alarming because just last year it looked like the number was starting to decline. NPR's Kabul correspondent Sean Carberry joins us now. And Sean, 23%. Why are things getting so much worse in Afghanistan?
Well, one thing that they point out in particular in this report is the fact that Afghan security forces are now largely in the lead for operations, and the Taliban and other militants are attacking them at much higher rates. They're challenging them. They're trying to test the forces. And in the course of this fighting, civilians are getting caught up in that in higher numbers. So that's one of the areas where there's been a big growth in civilian casualties. Still, IEDs, improvised explosive devices, are the number one threat. It's very concerning. And the one thing that they point out is actually civilian casualties tend to be higher in the second half of the year. So they're going to be watching closely to see what happens the rest of this year.
But you're saying that this is related to the fact that the U.S. is starting to pass more responsibility over to Afghan forces.
That's definitely one of the factors that they identify, is the fact that there is more fighting going on with Afghan forces. And one of the issues with Afghan forces, they have some training in tactics to try to minimize civilian casualties, but they still don't have nearly the awareness and skill set that Western militaries do in terms of precision of fire, making sure they're targeting properly. So again, there is concern that some of this will continue as the Afghans are conducting more operations, at least in the short run.
Well, give us a sense of what that handover of responsibility is like. You're in Helmand right now.
Yes, yes. And one thing that actually happened this morning, the reason that I came down here, is the Marine Regimental Combat Team 7, based here at Camp Leatherneck in Helmand, had their closing ceremony. And they say that this was essentially symbolizing the end of their combat operations and combat advising of Afghan forces, where Marines would be out on patrols, would be in firefights with Afghan forces side by side with them and training them. Now they are doing higher-level operational training and advising, working on logistics, planning, intelligence, those larger support functions that the Afghans need much more help with over the long term. And that's the one area where they expect to have longer-term engagement to make sure that the Afghan forces, who have demonstrated they can fight, they can go out, they can conduct operations, but the ability to sustain themselves, to make sure that they have food and fuel and things like that, that's where it's going to be a longer-term challenge for them to be able to maintain and turn into a modern force.
And in the midst of all of this, where do U.S.-Afghan relations stand right now?
Things have been, charitably to say, cold for the last month or so, ever since the failed attempt to open the Taliban office in Doha, where peace talks were supposed to begin. President Karzai has been releasing harsh rhetoric against the U.S., making accusations the U.S. is collaborating with Pakistan to divide Afghanistan, things of that nature. But most of the people I'm talking to around Afghanistan seem to feel that the Karzai government is being very aggressive, pushing for a lot of concessions from the U.S., many concessions that simply aren't possible in terms of equipment or security guarantees if Pakistan were to attack, for example. And so there is a lot of concern at the moment that the relationship has soured and that could affect the long-term agreement between the countries.
And the term of President Karzai, who has been the face of Afghanistan since 2001, really, is about to end in April. How are Afghans feeling about the future?
Most people think at this point the elections will go forward. There will be a transition of power, really the first peaceful transition of power in modern Afghan history, for that matter. So people are cautiously optimistic that the elections will go forward. It is believed that Karzai will put forward a candidate who will be a very friendly successor, look after his interests after he's out of office. There are still major security concerns about the vote in April of next year, but by and large, the feeling is things are moving towards elections that hopefully will be viewed as at least legitimate in the eyes of the Afghan people, so that minimizes the potential for violence afterwards.
NPR's Kabul correspondent Sean Carberry joining us from Helmand today. Sean, thank you so much.
You're welcome.